Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, before the break, Faisal, we talked a little bit about, or I teased a little bit about this segment. And I don't think that people understand necessarily how the rules of investing change when you move into retirement.
I don't think many in our industry are explaining it to them either.
I think you're right. Because we constantly come across people that we talk to that, you know, ask the question, well, why are you guys different? What's going on here? And there's one number one issue that we are trying to protect. Our structure and our discipline protects people against, which is the fundamental change in the way investing should take place as you move into retirement and you need income.
Let's go to the point of one of the biggest fears entering and going through retirement.
Yeah.
for every Canadian out there. Every single Canadian has this fear. Mm-hmm. At some point through their retirement.
No matter how much money they have, really.
Regardless. Yeah. They could be a billionaire.
Yep. Yeah.
Will I run out of money?
Mm-hmm. Strange to think you could be a billionaire and do that, right?
Trust me.
And
we've met some.
Yeah, you can. You can.
We've met some who said they're billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And they're scared that they may run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an
and
asset
some
issue.
Some have had that happen.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's not an asset issue. It's a spending issue.
Right.
Okay. So what we tried when we built our practice was, I don't want it to be a spending issue.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be a protection issue. I want to make sure they're protected and they get this freedom within boundaries where they can spend what they want in their lifestyle without worrying about external factors.
Right.
And one of the biggest issues that is not being talked about properly in our industry, and I put this on us and our industry, not on the client, because the client doesn't, or the investor does not know this stuff.
Right. It's our job to know.
Our job to know this and explain it to them.
Yeah, that's right.
The concept of what's called sequence of returns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dave, I want you to kind of explain the sequence of returns, because I think from when we do our seminars and stuff, you kind of go through the analogy and the issue of what sequence of returns is.
Yeah.
But I'd like you to kind of condense all the math into a few sentences that people can kind of get to.
No pressure.
A few sentences and tell them the risk of what the sequence of returns is.
Okay. So here's how I would try my best, and you beat me up along the way if I'm not doing a very good job. But if you had $1 million in a portfolio, okay, the math that people do is say, well, if I need $40,000 a year for my portfolio, I only need a 4% rate of return. Okay. And that math is true. But here's the problem, is what happens at some point if that portfolio is trading down? So you're going to have periods where it's trading at 4%. You're going to have periods where it's trading at minus 4%.
Meaning your rate of return on your investments is 4%.
That's right.
Minus 4%, positive 10, minus 10.
Right.
It can be all over the map.
It can be all over the place. This is the sequence of returns. Now, if you're at a position where you have to draw out of the portfolio at a point when it's down in value, this is when mathematically your problem kicks in, because your $1 million.
Correct.
Let's say it performed at 4% the first year and you got your 40 grand. No issue. You got $1 million at the start of year two.
Correct.
And then it fell. It fell by 4% and you've got $960,000, but you still need to take $40,000 out. You don't have $1 million anymore on that 4%.
So basically when you're drawing on your bucket of money, your savings, and it's less in value because of the markets or whatever you're investing in, you have less of an opportunity to recover or less of an opportunity for that money to last you for your entire lifetime, which is the number one fear that Canadians have in their retirement.
That's right.
So here in comes in a solution, Dave.
Mm.
All you have to do is get a 4% dividend or yield on your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're fine.
Well, okay, let's
That's the answer to that problem by many in our industry.
Okay, so let's assume for a second that your dividend paying companies, that there's no change in that dividend ever, okay? And remember, the dividend is at the discretion of the board of directors. We saw lots cut, but let's assume that doesn't happen.
Correct.
What happens if your spending needs went up?
Well, I've been doing this for a very long time, Dave, and I've never met somebody, never has there been one client of ours, hundreds of clients that we have that have gone through retirement or are going through retirement and have the exact same spending habits year over year over year over year.
Yep. Let me give you a good example, right? Two good examples. Geez, my child's lost his job or her job right now, and I need to help them out just temporarily, though, and I need $100,000.
I was impacted by the hailstorm.
Right.
My insurance company's not going to cover all the difference on the cost to fix this. The government's taking too long to give me some money, so I need $25,000 above my spending.
It's a special anniversary, and we're going to take all of our kids and grandkids on a trip.
Oh, my God.
We can go on and on and on.
On and on. Yeah. And here's the problem, is that no one sets up the freedom within boundaries in your retirement.
Right.
I need to know what's the maximum that I can spend, given my situation right now, so I'm not going to run out of money before I pass. And we pick a date like 90 years of age or 95. Or what's the least amount that I can spend that I'll leave everything behind for my beneficiaries in my estate? Anywhere in between those two parameters is freedom within boundaries.
Right. And let me just finish the thought on the impact, right? So given all of those lifestyle reasons why you may need more money on 1 year, what if you have to go to your million-dollar portfolio that's got a 4% dividend paying you $40,000 a year, and you have to sell some of that stock to get the money for that special trip, for helping out the child, for whatever the reason is?
Yeah.
Now you've got you've got a smaller portfolio producing a smaller dividend that no longer meets the lifestyle.
And this would be the same thing if the GIC rates, guaranteed investment certificates, were offering 4%.
Right.
It doesn't matter the type of investment. Do not assume for the rest of your life you're going to be living on the exact same dollar as if it was a Canadian pension plan check.
Right. Yeah.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
This is your money. You work so hard for it. And now you're going to be told by your financial advisor, you can't spend more than what we have agreed upon 5 years ago when we set up this account?
Right.
Is that the kind of retirement you envisioned?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody lives on the exact same dollar every single year, even when they're on a paycheck.
No, they don't. They don't. Nobody does. Because we don't. We see it all the time. Life
so
changes.
It's not reality.
Things change.
When you do a retirement calculator, a financial plan, that's a whole bunch of assumptions that nothing changes in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's simply not true.
The sequence of returns, and I'm glad you said it, that's a sort of a finance jargony term that we use. It is something you can
It do. Is the killer or the destruction of your retirement.
Yeah.
The sequence of return will kill your retirement if you don't plan it properly. And I want my peers in my industry read up on it. Understand it. When you're doing work for clients who are transitioning to or living in retirement, either know this stuff and share it with them, or pass those clients on to a retirement transition specialist who knows what the heck they're doing, because this is people's future that we're talking about.
Yeah, so you want our industry to up their game. That's terrific. And I want clients. I want real people. I mean, our mandate is to educate people about this.
Yeah.
And I just want people to understand the impact that this can have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I spend the first part of our seminar going through, I can't do it justice on radio, but there's a whole set of slides so people can understand what the impact of this is, right?
Here's what I'd like to do, Dave. I'd like to challenge every listener right now that if you can go to your advisor and ask them, how does the sequence of return impact my retirement? Just ask them that question. I don't care what answer you got. You can figure out from there. Send us a note. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. Tell us you did this exercise. I'm going to give you a free copy of our book called Bulletproof Your Retirement.
Yeah, good. And that talks exactly about that issue and how to protect yourself.
Absolutely. I'll give you that free copy. It's on Amazon right now, but you can get it for free from us by just going to your advisor and saying, how does the sequence of return impact my retirement? Let us know that you did that, and maybe even tell us what your advisor said. That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, so, you know, we have to talk about, there is a difference. I hope what people take away from this, there's a difference in strategies required when you get to a point in your life that we typically call retirement, but it's a point when you're drawing. You need income to support a lifestyle. You need
Correct.
That income from your savings. This is the point in time that things fundamentally change. Right. And we need, as I said, we need to educate people about that. People need to understand this so they can protect themselves and enjoy that lifestyle that they've envisioned.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to talk about this even more in detail, how to bulletproof your retirement at our seminar on Tuesday, December the 8th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, listen, thank you very much for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Faiz and I look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.